Hello, welcome to episode 2 now of our program. This is brought to you, well, it's brought to you by the English program. We're making it, but we're using materials made available by the Open University's Open Learn. Their address is open.ac.uk/openlearn. And the episode, the series, Wizards Are People Too, The Sociology of Harry Potter, written by Dr. Mark Banks of the Open University. And I'm enjoying this a lot. I came across this article published on the 17th of November 2010, and I'm loving it. I'm loving making the program. Now, we had this sort of debate about how you pronounce the character's name. If you read the book, if you're a fan of the book, then it's you sort of invent your own way of pronouncing all the names. So we have here on the official site of J.K. Rowling, jkrowling.com, I've got the thing here. How do you pronounce H-E-R-M-I-O-N-E? And she very helpfully suggests that you pronounce it as her, as in her brain is bigger than everyone else's. My, as in my brain isn't as big as that, so her my. O, as in O for a brain that size, so her my O. And knee, I've bruised my knee. So Hermione. Hermione. I was saying Hermione. Hermione. There you go. Nice and simple, that one. Thank you to J.K. Rowling for that explanation there. That was copyrighted by J.K. Rowling on the official website, jkrowling.com. Okay. We continue now with the article, with the release of the penultimate Harry Potter installment, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Dr. Mark Banks of the Open University has written an article, published on the 17th of November 2010, explaining why the films are an ideal lens through which to view the relationships between people and society, and asks, what have we learned from the story so far? Well, in a paper entitled Harry Potter, Benjamin Bloom and the Sociological Imagination, Joyce W. Fields argues that the Potter series not only has much to tell us about social institutions, stratifications and categorizations, and also lots of big words with lots of syllables, but also about what the sociologist C. Wright Mills famously termed the sociological imagination. This refers to a characteristic way of thinking that depicts how individual lives are not simply freely chosen, but connected to wider social forces and structures. The individual-society relationship is in many ways the central problem of society. And for Fields, the Harry Potter series provides a useful lens through which to study it. Not only do her own students study the Harry Potter series as a social world in itself, but in doing so are encouraged to reflect on how the sociological imagination can be used to illuminate their own real, or perhaps we should say muggle, worlds. In this way, the tools of critical thinking and analysis, when applied to Hogwarts, Half-Bloods and Hagrid, invite comparison with our own stratified and sedimented worlds. Indeed, Open University academics have not been slow to recognize this. Making Social Worlds contains a chapter on Harry Potter, which reveals how his exploits can tell us much about the social worlds we inhabit. It highlights in particular how Harry's search for security in a hostile world is mirrored in the ways in which we as a society place great emphasis on establishing and protecting our security and feel challenged when it comes under threat. Harry Potter is therefore used to analysing the different elements and domains of security, from the personal to the social and the geopolitical, and helps us to develop the sociological imagination to understand them. As you head off to the cinema to see the film, why not add a touch of wizardry and apply some of your own sociological thinking to the screen? If you have any comments on the issues raised in this program, please write to Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com.